Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf less than a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 36. The Gemara is talking about a brisa that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and one with Rabbi Shimon and one with Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shofar may be moved since it can be put to a permitted use, but not a trumpet. This can be used only in a way that is forbidden on the Shabbos by blowing with it, and is therefore muksa, the handling of which Rabbi Yehuda prohibits on the Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds that muksa may be handled, therefore both may be moved. Rabbi Nechemiah holds that a utensil may be handled only for its normal use, and therefore both are forbidden. So here, talking about the idea of using permitted and forbidden things on Shabbos, we've talked about this before, but always good to reiterate and repeat. We should be careful not to move things that don't have to be moved. Of course, things can be used and things can be moved, things can be opened and closed, but try not to do things unnecessarily. Try to only do those that are permitted things. We don't want to touch things that are forbidden. We don't want to be involved in things that are forbidden. So as much as possible, we should be Erev Shabbos shoes, like we talked about before, to set up everything before Shabbos, to make sure things are set for Shabbos, so you don't have to touch anything on Shabbos. Even if it's okay to open things and get things ready as much as you can on before Shabbos, that's really the best. Because once Shabbos comes, there's a lot of stuff involved. There's too much to be doing. So we want to make sure that as much as possible, everything is prepared before Shabbos. Just as we're talking the shofar and the trumpet, what can really be used or moved, what's forbidden or permitted on Shabbos, we should figure out, even though there are things that are permitted, things that are definitely forbidden on Shabbos, if we could avoid even this permitted, we will definitely avoid the forbidden. So as much as you can to prepare all objects, all items that we talked about before, just to reiterate, so that we could bring in the Shabbos and the Yom Tov in the best way possible and in the most pleasant way possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 37 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.